Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still in the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and see. Firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the acting. Yo, you going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah. Rate it all, hit it on a nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and business to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with victims in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this tail. Instead, I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto, getting money, grubbing schemes. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you bout to take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Friday, August the 7th. No, August the 7th. Wow, I'm way off. August the 14th. August the 14th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, I'm not outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I almost want to say an introduction to my upcoming audio series, but I just want to make sure that people are aware of what's included. Like, why? You know, I talk a lot about these series, and I never really lay out what's going to be included in the series prior to doing the series. I just post the title, and, we jump right into the series. And so, for example, in the Paul series, if you didn't know, if you was an outsider, you've never been exposed to Christianity, all you saw was the word Saul, and the word Paul. And so based upon that, you have to make a decision whether to make an investment. And a good friend of mine shared some information with me that sometimes people need to see a little bit more of the benefits. people need to know a little bit more of what's included. Give them a better opportunity to make a good, educated decision. So that's what we're doing today. Today we want to talk about specifically 10 things. Obviously, we're going to cover way, way more than 10 things, but I want to highlight 10 things, 10 attributes of the code of God that's known as the Hebrew language. So the Hebrew language is like a computer code. We're going to talk about the God code. We want to talk about some of the things that's going to be included and why you must. This series is one of those series that you cannot afford to miss. Now, I know I say that on a lot of shows, a lot of series, and to me personally, it's not a overestimation, if that's a word. I'm not trying to over-exaggerate the value. I'm not trying to promise something that I'm hopefully I'm under-promising and over-delivering. That's my goal. Let me, before I continue, let me plug up my microphone, make sure my audio is working great. All right, there we go. So I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. So with this series, brothers and sisters, why should you listen to this series? Well, the main reason that you want to listen to this series that we're talking about is, again, we need to find out, what is Hebrew? So the first thing that we're going to talk about in this new audio series, again, we was originally going to start on Saturday, tomorrow, but I want to move it back to Monday night. There's a few people that I want to give the opportunity to go ahead, get their funds together, and make the purchase to join us live during this series. So we will move the series back, and we will actually get started on Monday, August the 17th. We'll start that at 7 p.m. Central Time on Monday, August the 17th with part one. I will do this show. We'll do another show Saturday to lay out the introduction to this audio series. What you are going to learn, why did God express himself as Hebrew? Why? Again, now think about this, because if you really think about it, it's very, very important. When we look at the pure language of God, we're talking about a method that's known as the second thing. Again, number one, the number one thing that we're going to express, expose, expand, why did God speak Hebrew? Hebrew is classified as a Semitic, or what is called a Shemite, S-H-E-M-I-T. Or a Shem, S-H-E-M, or the son of Noah. So the son of Noah. So was Hebrew around before Noah? We're going to talk about it. Because according to the Bible, everybody spoke one language. They were on one accord, and there was not nothing that they couldn't accomplish. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. We're going to talk about that. What was the one language? What was the one language that existed throughout the Bible, throughout the Mesopotamia, throughout 400 BCE, before the tower, before God confused the language of man and scattered them, according to Genesis chapter 11, verse 8, what was the language before the Tower of Babel? We're going to discuss it. We're going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the language. We also want to go further than that. We want to talk about something, brother, that's a cookie blower for me. The problem with the scriptures is that every letter of the scriptures has a numerical value. This is what I get my dear Camille. Everything I do is based upon what I'm getting ready to share. The code of God. So if I'm a computer programmer, anybody know anything about computer programming? So computer programming is a bunch of zeros and O's, but yet we get all of this plethora of programs from these binary or from these basic codes. The Bible is no different. So we're going to talk about what is known as the Bible Code, a great book I'm going to be using. Was a book that was written by St. Augustine. St. Augustine wrote a book entitled Ignorance of Numbers to prevent us from understanding things that are set down in Scripture. It's a long title, but the title of the book is titled basically Ignorance of Numbers. So the ignorance of numbers prevents us from understanding Scriptures. That's what St. Augustine said. So we're going to break that down about according to some of the things that St. Augustine said, and we're going to reveal, explain, enumerate, and simplify what I call gematria. Number two, why should you listen to this upcoming series? We're going to break down what all of the Kabbalists, all of the Jewish rabbis understand. They all use gematria to evaluate Scripture, and they all believe that the words and the phrases in the Helios Biblius equal or had a gematrial or a numerical value. This value had a hidden meaning or code. They sought to perfect the geometrical patterns that's associated with the numerical value that's found in the Word of God. I do the same thing. I studied as a Kabbalist. I understand the difference between words and numbers and how they are together and how Scripture uses English as a way of expressing the Aleph and the Bet of Hebrew. We're going to break that down. We're going to break down how Scripture uses gematria to help us over and understand. That's part of understanding what is called Hebrew, the language of God. That's why you need to be on this show. You need to be on this show that starts Monday at 7 p.m. because, number one, why did God express himself in Hebrew? Why did God talk to Moses in Hebrew? What was the language before the Tower of Babel? What was the language in Genesis chapter 1 when God said, let there be? If God used, why did God choose Hebrew? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about one of the most profound things, brothers and sisters, and one of the most dangerous things that I've ever learned. When I studied under the Kabbalah and I studied as a Kabbalist, one of the things that I couldn't understand is that 86% of the brain that the subconscious controls, it runs the entire body, it runs everything that you do, everything in your body, 86% of your brain. That only leaves 14% that does not or is not controlled by Elohim. Now, the word Elohim in gematria adds up to the numerical value of 86. Let me say that again. The word Elohim adds up using gematria, which is the same thing that I use to get your coda. In Hebrew, it's called kob, a clove. A code. Code in English, C-O-D-E, again, why should you listen to the series? C-O-D-E in Hebrew means A-K-O-D-E. In Hebrew, it means code. It means the writing of God. So Hebrew is the writing of God in a code. So God's name, Judges chapter 10, verse 6, Judges chapter 6, verse 10, it lists all of the Elohim. Each Elohim has a numerical code, a value. Our Elohim, we know as Yahuwah. Some call him by the Hashem. His letters equals 26. Now, there are 26,000 genes inside of your body. There are 206 bones inside of your body. There are 26 letters inside of the Latinization. There are 46 chromosomes inside of your body, 23 and 23. Now, the reason why I mention that, and we can go into the number 33, that's 33 vertebrae in your spine. We can talk about these numbers, and we're going to break that down during the show. I don't want to, again, give you the steak. Today, I'm just selling the sizzle. This is why, again, you need to go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donate, make that $100 donation, so you can join me Monday afternoon. You say, okay, Doc, that sounds great, man. But what else are we going to be discussing during this series? In addition to breaking down why God uses Hebrew, I'm gonna explain to you what Hebrew is. Then I'm gonna explain to you one of the most important things on the planet. Who are the Hebrews? Who are the Hebrews in the original ancient text? Hebrew is not a word. Hebrew is. We're gonna break down the formula of God. That's the next thing we're gonna talk about. That's number four. Number four, we're going to talk about the formula of God. So this Hebrew language is actually a formula that changes your DNA, number five. So we're going to talk about the Yod, Heh, Vav, Heh, the Hashem. It's a formula. It's a code. And so if you don't understand this, as I've talked about many, many times before, the word Torah, again, which means to teach and then to guide. The word Torah, again, or the Torah, also means Torah. There's a book called the Book of Formula. The Egyptians call it the Book of Coming by Day and by Night. Inside the book, it talks about Adonai. We're going to break that down. Adonai, A-D-O-N-I-A, Hebrew for God. Adonai. Look at the word Adonai. You will see it contains the letters DNA. We will break down in this series. I will scientifically prove to you what was they were trying to tell you when you watched the movie The Matrix. See, The Matrix, the Wachahatchee brothers, they went to seminary. They when they learned the same thing that I learned, what did? They dropped out of seminary. They went to Hollywood, and they started making movies about the creation code. Now, they're not going to tell you this, but what they know that most people don't know, which we will be sharing, which I will be breaking down to you, is what is gematria, what is letters, what are numbers, and what is the Sefer the Sefer Yatzeret. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Again, I'm not Hebrew. So, as you guys know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but I work with what God gave me. The Sefer Yatzeret, again, it's called the Book of Creation. So, again, this Book of Creation contains the original cell that was created. And then from that cell, again, it's called the Flower of Life. This complex program basically evolved, not by accident. It's inside the Book of Revelation. God talks about it. All of the Israelites, all of the Orthodox rabbis, they know the code. And so they talk about the code. The Jewish calendar is a part of the code. A lot of the stuff that we do every day unknowingly, life evolved, quote unquote, if you want to use the word evolved. Most people don't like that word because they don't understand that God created and then creation evolved. So creation and evolution, two sides of the same coin. This is how the enemy plays games with you. So you over here fighting over good and evil. You're over here fighting over light and dark. You're over here fighting over whatever, and you don't understand that it's two sides of the same coin. Once we understand that it's two sides of the same coin, we go all the way back to the garden. We see that there was one tree. On that one tree, there's two fruit. Now, can anybody show me a tree that it bears two different types of fruit? I've never seen a tree have apples and oranges on it. So why do we have a tree that has good and evil on it? We got a tree that has two different fruits on it in the garden. That's the story that we got. And so you eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Two sides of the same coin. It's the same tree. So I don't care whether you're good or evil, you're still eating from the same tree. We got a problem. And so what we're going to do, we're going to break down in this series, my brothers and sisters, how the DNA letters, how your DNA is a program that predates your actual life. Meaning, all DNA programs are written in three-letter combinations. Remember Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 12. I'm paraphrasing. Hopefully that's the right, I have the right chapter and verse. But the scripture goes something like this. One, standing alone, easily defeated. Two, standing back to back, can conquer. Three, a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. We talked about Father, Son, Spirit. We talked about faith, hope, and love. We talked about, you know, there's a lot of three combinations throughout the Helios Biblios. Why three letters, brothers? Why three words? Why three phrases? Hebrew. Hebrew uses three letters called the Sorus. That is the root or the source of all Hebrew. Hebrew is based upon the three. It's called the S-H-O-R-E-S-H. Can't tell you any more than that. Otherwise, there'll be no need for you to pay me $100 to listen to the show. So I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify something that I have never heard taught unless you are a Kabbalist. And those guys guard their secrets very, 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 very deeply. Or if you are a member of the Freemasons or some other secret society, Skull and Crossbones, or some, Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn, then you might understand a little something. But if not, what I will be sharing is only taught in secret societies and only taught, again, to Orthodox Jews or Kabbalists. So if you're an Orthodox Jew, Kabbalist, you don't have to listen to the show. But if not, you need to understand. Because people, the next thing that I'm going to be talking about, again, that we went through, what is Hebrew? We went through who are the Hebrews or the Hebrews. We're going to talk about how Hebrew, what are the letters, what are the numbers, and how Hebrew changes your DNA. We're going to talk about gematria, what it is, how gematria is used to establish the magical Bible code. We're going to talk about how to declare and decree. One of the things that I don't understand, I talk to believers all day, the Bible tells you to do that. The Bible tells you to call those things that are not as though they were. The Bible tells you to do that, but nobody does it. Nobody does. I don't know. I haven't met a believer on the planet that understands the Riblo or the Riblo nucleic, let me just say RNA. So your DNA gives instructions to the RNA, and the RNA gives instructions to the rest of the body. That's what DNA is. So everything that you are is found in your DNA. If I control your DNA, I control you. We all agree with that. So I am going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you how to rewrite your own code, to turn a codex on and off through what the Bible calls declaring and decreeing. Now, I do it every day, all day. Everything that happens in my life is the result of doing that. The problem is it works. As you guys hear me say all the time, the problem with what I know is what I know works. That's the problem. Because if you declare and decree the wrong thing, you're going to create some serious problems in your life. Trust me. I'm not talking about something I read of a book. Now, that's why this show is so dangerous. That's why it's $100. And that's why I'm doing this on pay-per-view basis only. The Bible code, who's the programmer of the Bible? You know that if there's a code, there's a code writer. Who is the code writer of the Bible? We're going to break down. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, simplify to you beyond a shadow of the doubt, so that way you can understand. And whether you believe it or not, that's between you and your code writer. But I can guarantee you, based upon historical fact, history, based upon biblical text, based upon non-biblical text, I will give you all the information. For example, who are the Samaritans? We're going to break down who were the Samaritans. We will reveal, explain, and look at it. I will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify who were the Samaritans. What is the original language of the Egyptians? Who are the Egyptians? Where did they come from? Why is Egypt the only society in the history of the globe that started at the height of technology and descended? Every other civilization on the planet, bar none, started at the bottom, and now we're here. In other words, they progressed through this thing called evolution or through advancement. Why did every civilization advance except Egypt? Egypt is the only civilization that started at the top, and they fell. Everybody else started at the bottom, and they rose, and then they fell, except for Egypt. Why? Genesis 10:10. We're going to understand. We're going to break it down. Who, what is Sumner? What is the non-Semitic language? So if if Hebrew is a Semitic language from Shem or Sumner, what is a non-Semitic language from Egypt or Ham? Oh, we got to break it down, brother and sister. We will, during this series, share stuff that I don't, that's going to blow your cookies. What is the role of numbers inside of the Kabbalistic world that we live in? What are the different layers of meaning that's associated with letters, which means letter? So in the Kabbalah, inside of the Bible code, God's name has a sacred meaning. That's why they call it the Hashem. So why is it that every occult society uses Solomon? Why is the lesser keys of Solomon the foundation of every Luciferian doctrine? But Solomon was a man of God. Was he not? Till he ran into Bathsheba. So during this series, my brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand why you have to listen to this series. I don't know if we understand because I'm illiterate when it comes to Hebrew and Aramaic. Now, I've studied it, but still I'm a beginner. Most people haven't even studied the little bit that I know. And so when I say the word gematria, G-E-M-A-T-R-I-A, what does it mean to you? If you're like most people, gematria means nothing. Yet your whole life is controlled by gematria. See, the method of gematria, there's many different types of gematria. What if you got the Chaldean method? What if you got the Babylonian method? See, I use the theocentric method. What if you got the wrong method of gematria? Gematria is the value of phrases or sentences. Scripturally, gematria is the numerical truth of the written word. Gematria is the root word, the root numerical value of each word. So if you don't understand the value of those words, for example, there are gematria values for the name Jesus, for the name Christ, for the name Jesus Christ, for the name Lord Jesus Christ, all written in Greek, all with different numerical values. Now you say, Doc, so what? Who cares? So what is the numerical value of my name? 33. Where do you think I got Master Teacher 33 from? You think I just pulled out a thin air? It's Gematria. But why do I use it? Why is my website MasterTeacher33.com? So how do I become a MasterTeacher33.com? How do I become it? Zephaniah 3:9. So Old Testament book of prophecy, Zephaniah. In this verse, Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9 says, "For then I will turn to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent." Let me read it again in the book of Zephaniah. So the book of Zephaniah, I know it's one of the books in the Bible. I didn't really read it too much either until I got into understanding. Okay, Father, what is the original language? Because a lot of people are saying a lot of stuff. And I've been challenged by a lot of Reverend Dr. Bishops. And so I need the truth. I don't want a version of it. I'm not interested in no other watered down, jelly back, weak, little G. I need the big G. And so it comes at a price. So I just didn't stumble across this because I was bored one day. I don't know if you understand. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 9 says, "Then will I turn to the people, return to the people, a pure language, that they may all call upon their name," not a name, "their name of their Lord to serve him with one consent." So the Hebrew word turn can be translated several different ways. It's Hebrew. Hebrew has no vowels. Let me make sure you understand what that means. Maybe again, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, but we're going to break this down in a series too. So Hebrew is consonant. Consonant is male. So Hebrew is just like a penis-only language. That's what Hebrew is. No vowels. I don't know if you really understand what that means. It's a masculine language. There's no feminine expression until Yahushua shows up. Wow. We got to break what that. So what does that mean, Doc? Well, we got to break it down. So the Hebrew word turn in this verse means restore. Zephaniah chapter 3 should read like this: "For then I will restore to the people a pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent." But it is what the old God called Paleo Hebrew. We got to break it down. Then we got to break down again in this series why you must be on this series. We have to break down the Sefer Yetzirah, Hebrew book of magic. Now, again, Daniel's book, I would not advise you to read it. It's on Google for free. You can type it in, read it for yourself. Probably won't understand it, but you can read it. It's a cookie blower. We're going to break it down. MasterTeacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make a $100 donation so that way you can join me. After we break down how to declare and decree, how do you declare and decree? If you are saying something with your words, you ain't even in the game. If you're saying something in English, you still playing church. You're a Boy Scout. You got to get to Hebrew. So what happens when you say something in Hebrew? You ever look at the Egyptian Book of the Dead? You ever watch that movie, The Mummy? And in that movie, they start saying something and sand starts turning. You can go to YouTube right now, type in the word cymatics. What happens to sand when you play certain music to it? Why does sand turn into a form that looks like a human being? Or looks like something, I don't say human. Again, don't believe me. Go to YouTube as soon as we finish here in about 2 minutes. Type in the word cymatics. We've got to break down cymatics. What is cymatics? Anybody know what cymatics is? It's the study of sound that controls mass or matter. So you mean to tell me you produce a sound out your mouth every day and you don't know how to declare and decree. You don't know how to call those things that are not as though they were. Oh, man, you got to listen to this show. You have to listen to this show because you're a programmer. The problem is we don't understand. Nobody taught us that we are programmers. And so the Bible says that we are the offspring of the programmer. So the offspring of a thing goes up to be like the thing. I don't know about you guys, but I saw a donkey. It had a donkey, and it grew up to be a donkey. I've never seen a giraffe have a giraffe that grew up to be a gorilla. So a baby giraffe grows up to be an adult giraffe. So a baby G grows up to be a big G. I'm just saying. That's the Bible says. The Bible says that you are made in his image and in his likeness. The Bible says you are the offspring of God. He said that you're the offspring of no monkey. That's the verse of the Bible that I got. So therefore, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So let me ask you again, how do you create? How do you live the life? What is the role of letters and numbers in your life? Are they important to you? So you mean to tell me you got a name, you don't even know what it is. Why did God give you the name that he gave you? Why does the Bible say that? Active name. Let me get this. Let me close with this so that we can understand why you got to listen to this series. Monday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. So you mean to tell me you got a name and you don't know what it means? But the Bible says that at the name of Jesus, you know that demons trembled at the name. So do people tremble when they hear your name? So if I say Michael Jordan, what comes to your mind? Exactly. If I say Tiger Woods, what comes to your mind? Exactly. If I say John Smith, you know, who the hell is that? I don't know my name, John Smith. So the Bible says, at the name, not at the name, it says at the name of Jesus. Let me make sure you understand why you have to listen to this series. If for no other reason, you got to listen to this series so that way you know what the hell does your name mean and why it is so important, because your name contains the very essence of God. You are a watered-down version. Let me put it this way. If you go to the ocean and you take a gallon jug to the Pacific Ocean, and you get in your boat, and you go out to the Pacific Ocean, and you take your gallon jug of, and you dip it into the Pacific Ocean, and you come back to shore, and you go back to your hometown. Let's say you live in Alabama. You go back to Alabama, and people ask you, hey, homie, what you got in that jug right there? What do you got? You got a gallon of Pacific Ocean water, do you not? Does it change just because of the fact you took it out of the Pacific Ocean? No, it doesn't. It's still the Pacific Ocean. It is a miniaturized version of the original. It is a smaller, condensed version, but it's still the Pacific Ocean because you took it out of the Pacific Ocean. So you got to understand, you were taken out of the programmer. So you're a programmer. You're a little G. The Bible says that we are his offspring, made in his image and his likeness. So the Bible says, Philippians 2:10, let's read verse 9. Philippians 2:10, verse 9 says, for this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name, which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven, those who are on earth, those who are under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I've got to break down so that way you understand the power of the Hebrew language. What does your Hebrew name mean? What does your Hebrew name mean? Everybody got Hebrew. Even if you're not Hebrew, there is what is called glolim. I'm closing. I'm trying to close, but I want to give you guys enough meat so that way you can run over to the website, make your donation today. Please, very, very, very important. G-O-E-M. What is a G-O-L-E-M? G-O-L-E-M. It's the old animated Goyim, we'll put it that way. So we got to break down what that means. In Hebrew, because it is a magical, how can I put this? Antimatter. We'll put it that way. And we're going to break it down because inside of this, it talks about the guy, this individual by the name of Bethesiel. What does my name mean in Hebrew, brothers? What does my name mean in Hebrew, sisters? Bethesiel. What does Bethesiel have to do with G-O-L-E-M? We're going to break it down so that way you understand the magnitude of what I'm about to share in this series. Genesis chapter 24, verse 17, the appearance of the glory of God. at the top of the mountain. We got to break it down. What does that mean? God emits too much light, so he shows Moses' hind parts. What does that mean? We got to break that down so that way you understand, my brothers and sisters. The language, the use of symbolism. We got to talk about the symbols of God, the intelligent design of God. We got to talk about the Hebrew letters and how they program your DNA. We got to break that down in this series. This is the reason why you should you should listen to this series. And finally, we have to talk about the mental dynamics of God. In this series, I'm gonna reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify what is called transmutation. Be ye transformed. How do you transform? How does God's word transform you? Number one that we're gonna discuss during this series, and I am closing, I got like 1 minute left. So the first thing that we're going to talk about in the mental dynamics of God is spiritual courage. We're going to talk about accumulation. We're going to talk about constructiveness. We're going to talk about sagacity, the ability to perceive. It's called sagacity. Tact, spiritual tact. Sympathy, spiritual sympathy. Understanding. Empathy. Loyalty. Individuality. Inspiration. And last but not least, spiritual truth. My brothers and my sisters, let me read this poem as I close. Title of this poem, written by Henry Von Dyke. Very short poem. Henry Von Dyke said, "I hold it true that thoughts are things. They're endowed with bodies and breath and wings, and that we send them forth to fill the world with good results or with ill. That which we call our secret thought speeds forth to earth's remotest spot, leaving its blessings or its woes like tracks behind it as it goes. We build our future thought by thought. For good or for ill, we know it not. Yet, so the universe was also wrought. Thought is another name for fate. Choose then thy destiny and wait. For love brings love, and hate brings hate." My brothers and my sisters, as a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. As a man speaketh out his mouth, so he creates. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you again. Join me on the series. Go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation. Join us Monday at 7 p.m. Central. Any questions, email me. MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. MasterTeacher33.com@gmail.com. My brothers and my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and seize. Firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pop. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe you're Inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor. Yo, you going up to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams, some dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see. Still dreaming.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pail. Yeah. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us dreaming at humanity and isn't to a sale. And they trick us with the vanity with victims in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this tail. Instead I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. They come up with the ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you write the take stuff. Delusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh,
but you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.
Still dreaming.